We're picking CDs for the quality of the music, the quality of the performance, the quality of the recording, and this week we're picking a CD for the transcendent quality of the player. One of the great cellists of the 20th century is claiming a place among our top CDs. You could even say the cellist, some would argue. Certainly, Mstislav Rostropovich is the man playing Dvorak on this CD. Ted, welcome.
Thank you, Fred.
What is it about the way he approaches the instrument, the sound he gets from it, that makes him one of the greats of the century?
Well, there's all sorts of things. There's power in the loud dynamics, as well as projection in the soft ones. There's a sense of tone that he has, especially up high, a tone like no other cellist has ever had. There's the intonation. It's uncannily accurate, as well as the finger work. It's just so good. But that's just technical. Then comes the other thing, and it's this factor that I think makes him the great musician he is, the sense of energy and passion and conviction when he plays, the sense of heroic ardor, and that comes out so well in this concerto. It calls for that, and a kind of lyrical delicacy, and at the same time, great heroism in the playing, both of which he has.
It's a multifaceted piece, the Dvorak Concerto, and a multifaceted player we're talking about, Rostropovich. And you've picked about an 80-second excerpt here that illustrates many of those facets. What are we just about to hear?
We're going to hear a passage from the first movement of this concerto. This is, I think, after all, the great cello concerto. It demands so much of the soloist. And we hear a lot of what it demands right in this passage. The fulminate virtuosity that we get at the start, passage work, very high, very demanding in double stops, and then an extraordinary passage, completely exposed, nothing else being heard in the orchestra, just the cello playing double stops, chromatic octaves over an octave and a fifth range, really, really intensely powerful stuff, and then a beautiful lyrical passage where he reiterates one of the principal themes of the movement. This really shows what a tremendous virtuoso Rostropovich is, also shows what a great composer Dvorak was to string these things together so seamlessly.
Well, it's less than a minute and a half, but we get everything in about 80 seconds or so. The technical brilliance of Rostropovich that you're talking about, the double stops, where he's bowing two notes at once and fingering two notes at once on the fingerboard, and then the aching, melancholy longing and that beautiful playing of the melody line, a gorgeous performance in this 1968 recording.
It really is, singing the melody and whispering it and having that fiery power when he needs it, and at the same time being able to project so beautifully in the soft passages. And you heard also how well the orchestra handles this, how quietly it can play, so that the cello never needs to be obscured by what's written in the orchestra.
Now, Rostropovich recorded this piece, half a dozen times or so?
Mm-hmm.
So there are five or six recordings out there of this piece. Why this one, Ted?
I chose this one for several reasons. First of all, in 1968, he was 41 years old, absolutely at the peak of his powers. such an extraordinary polished technique. Second, the orchestra. Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra at this time, under the direction of Herbert von Karajan, was one of the great orchestras in the world, and it had a quality which many people described as if it were a chamber music orchestra, an orchestra, that, a very large orchestra that played in the spirit of chamber musicians. And for a concerto, particularly this concerto, that's very important, the kind of refinement that you get in the woodwinds and the brass, which carry so much of the material here, the ability of the strings to play very, very soft, almost an ethereal quality in the playing. They're glorious, but at the same time, a very lean sonority. This is what Karajan cultivated with that orchestra, and it's perfect for this concerto.
Well, let's hear how all of that comes together in the third movement, the final movement of Dvorak's cello concerto, in this quintessential recording, a 1968 recording, the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Herbert von Karajan. The cello soloist is Mstislav Rostropovich. Ted Libby, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure, Fred.